97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The first part of the Constitution is called the preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Feel like I'm back in fifth grade history class there, Carl. Nice.
I feel like
Saturday morning cartoons.
6 years old again watching Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for them. Mark Cox here along with Bo Matthews, Second Amendment Radio, and the Great Outdoors.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. What's up? Yeah, you know, it's fun because we're coming up on celebrating that. It's Constitution Week, and we want to make sure we get to our guest here. Very important guest. Head of the better half of the Middleman household, Nicole Middleman, is on the phone with us this morning from the Daughters of the American Revolution. Nicole, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for making time to speak with me today. And I am with the O'Fallon chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution here in St. Louis.
So, Nicole, what do you guys do, or what do you ladies do, excuse me, what do you ladies do generally throughout the year?
Well, the Daughters of the American Revolution is a patriotic women's organization, and we're more than 190,000 members strong in 3,000 chapters across the country and across our country and several foreign countries. And what we do is actively promote historic preservation, education, and patriotism. And we do this through commemorative events, scholarships, education initiatives, citizenship programs. And one of my favorite things is that a lot of people don't know, Memorial Continental Hall and Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. are owned by the Daughters of the American Revolution. And that is the largest group of buildings in the world independently owned and maintained by women.
Wow. So like when you go there, do you get like the super secret tour?
It's not so secret.
Oh, it's
we
not.
We give that tour when we promote it. We share it. But yes, yes. And we're very proud of it.
Oh, well, you should be. I mean, that's just fantastic. Well, I guess my next question before we get into Constitution Week and all that is, what, do you have to bring your papers to prove your connection if you join the Daughters of the American Revolution? Do you have to bring some sort of genealogy proof that you have some connection to someone?
Well, we don't bring it with us typically to a meeting, but to join the organization and to be a member, you do need to prove lineage to a U.S. patriot from the Revolution. Yes.
Wow. And your connection, Nicole, is to who?
I have three. I have Obadiah Taylor and Adoniah Taylor and Conrad Krieger out of Massachusetts and Maryland.
Wow.
And Obadiah Taylor is also related to whom else?
The Taylors are related to former President Zachary Taylor.
There you have it.
Wow. And how did you find that out? Or is this just family stories that have made it through to you? Or was it one of these 23andMe things?
Oh, no. It is genealogy. And my grandparents were very, very active and very, very conscious of our heritage and our ancestry. And it wasn't positioned as optional to know.
Yeah,
they made sure. You know what? They made sure that family came first. And you know where you came from. Long before 23andMe, I had grandparents that made sure I knew where I came from.
Yeah, I've got relatives who claim that we're related to Pocahontas, but I guess that wouldn't do me any good, would it?
I've got a weird Uncle Larry everybody talks about in our family.
Well,
that's it, though.
And every family has two sides.
Yeah.
You're going to be related to somebody. And I think if you go back far enough, we're all connected in some way.
Yeah, that's probably very true. Well, I think it's pretty cool that organization exists and all the great stuff to preserve our history. Let's talk about Constitution Week, though, for a minute. And What does DAR do to drive this? I mean, is this like getting involved in school programs or something else nationwide?
Well, DAR actually founded Constitution Week. In 1955, our president general at the time, Gertrude Carraway, adopted a project to promote the observance of the Constitution, and she used a memorial week beginning on the anniversary of the signing of the document on September 17th, 1787, as the day to launch this. And that is how it began. The Congress received the resolution in June. The resolution was discussed by the Senate, and they decided to observe a whole week instead of just a Constitution Day. And then following the passage of that resolution, it was such a success that they introduced a resolution that it would be made an annual event. And after that, it was signed into public law in 1956. But what we know of it today was actually signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower, who signed it into law that there'd be an annual celebration dedicated to commemorating our Constitution because it's such an important document of our American history.
Absolutely. A living, breathing document. Nicole Middleman is our guest. She's from the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution. So I'd like to pick your brain as far as, you know, throughout the year and throughout the decades where we hear of the climate of, you know, colleges and schools and the indoctrination. Do you feel pushback from either the educators or the leaders as you're trying to, you know, keep talking about the Constitution in your experience?
From my own experience, I've been the Constitution Week chairman locally for my chapter for many, many years, and I have found exactly the opposite. When I go to schools, I've gone to city schools, I've gone to several private schools, and they welcome the understanding is a history lesson for all of our students. This is a bipartisan document. This is for every citizen. And as citizens, it's our responsibility to celebrate and keep our ancestors' legacy alive. So I have actually found the opposite is true. They want students to learn the history of our country and these foundational documents that are so integral to who we are as Americans.
Yeah, it's a great point, Nicole. I really wish there was more emphasis on it in schools. You know, what did I read the other day that they had, you know, like, for example, the state of Texas. I have some friends from Texas. To graduate from high school in Texas, you have to pass a test about Texas history. It's required. Now, obviously, we have American history courses through the course of our you know, primary, secondary education. But I think every student graduating from high school should have to be able to pass a basic test regarding the United States Constitution. We don't require that. I was at the ballpark the other night, and they actually had some people, immigration, naturalization, where they're doing a naturalization ceremony.
Albert did a video just for them.
Well, and it was fantastic. But, you know, I'll bet you the majority of those folks who had to actually study for that test know more than the average American. And that's kind of a sad testament.
I think you may be correct. But we used to have that. When I was in school, we had a civics class, and that we spent like a month studying some of these things that now, or for the Constitution, that they don't. I don't think it is required anymore in the same way. But yeah, I don't disagree with you. And our current president general for the national organization is from Texas. And would love to. And our Texas daughters are very, very proud of their Texas heritage.
I'll bet they are.
And I think there needs to be some kind of test for everybody that votes, actually. That's
just me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is that wrong? I think you do. You know, it's amazing. I actually was this many years old when I learned that many of the founding fathers were younger than 40 years old in 1776. That is just amazing to me.
A couple of them in their 20s.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Well, the life expectancy at that time was a little bit younger as well. So they did a lot more sooner
Yeah, well, it's true.
That is true.
Yeah, so Constitution Week, the 17th through the 23rd, officially. And take time out. Take time out to have a conversation with your kids about it. I think that's important. Parents can play a bigger role in this as well, right, Nicole?
Absolutely. And in 2022, we're recognizing the 67th anniversary of Constitution Week. And there's many, many ways that people can recognize this. Number one, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, that's unconstitutional or that's my constitutional right. A lot of Americans believe that sayings and phrases are in our Constitution that really aren't. So one way to commemorate it is to actually read it and become better informed and responsible citizens.
No way. Shocking.
What a concept. Yeah, that's great stuff. Thanks for being such a great American. And so if somebody wanted to join the organization, they need to know that they are related to a significant patriot or patriot's family. Is that right?
From the American Revolution. Yes, that is correct.
Honey, what is the website, please?
The website for more information about the organization is dar.org.
Outstanding.
Okay. Yeah. How else can Americans help out?
Americans can help out by talking to their local government representatives about issuing a proclamation about Constitution Week. Personally, I've set up displays in local libraries and make an effort to reach out to other people who want to know about it and just share what I know personally. And we ask school principals in the community to issue school proclamations and encourage them to offer the study of the Constitution to their students. And there's also opportunities maybe to ring bells. I know there's a bell ringing nationally at 4 o'clock on Constitution Day, which is September 17th every year. They can hold events, give programs, put up displays, and do whatever they can to commemorate and inspire their community members to protect and defend the Constitution.
Well, it makes sense to have you on, Nicole Middleman from the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, for Constitution Week, because as we talk about every week on this show, the Second Amendment, one of our favorites. I believe every American family should have a copy of their Constitution right next to their Bible. That's my personal opinion. But thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have a great week. Now, is next week's planning for you, Mark? Are you headed to D.C. for that? Is that
no,
why you're there?
No, we're going to D.C. for my show next week for an immigration conference, which kind of plays
bad.
In. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
well, kind of.
If you're going to immigrate in, you need to take the citizen test where you have to study the Constitution.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll be up there next Wednesday and Thursday, in fact, in D.C. So
exciting.
Well,
all right,
while
Nicole,
you're in
thank
D.C.,
you so much.
Stop by 1776 D Street and see our Memorial Continental Hall, which is in the same block of buildings with Constitution Hall. And it's the only building out there specifically to commemorate the Constitution.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And we'll market the secret handshake and the secret tour of the facility.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but he can make an effort to read the inscription. On the pediment, it reads, Constitution Hall, a memorial to that immortal document, the Constitution of the United States, in which are incorporated the principles of freedom, equality, and justice for which our forefathers strove. And this is important to everyone.
Nice. And I'll have a middleman with me, so maybe that'll make a difference.
Yeah, I don't think that helps.
Yeah. Nicole Middleman.
That might get you locked out.
Yeah, that's true. And she knows that personally. Yeah. Nicole Middleman, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you soon. That's good stuff.
And what is that website one more time?
dar.org.
Bye, sweetheart. You're loved.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, they don't have Sons of the Star Wars Revolution, do they, Carl?
That's like the Rebel Alliance, Mark.
Oh, the Rebel Alliance. I should have known that. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, I have reconnected with a dear friend of mine from the Concord Lions Club, and they've got an appointment for anybody that loves to go to see Dr. Green, Mark Cox. They've got a golf tournament coming up through the Lions Club. We're going to talk to my buddy Ken Bartels next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.